Rambam says in the Paragimel Halacha Dalit, so he starts Paragimel that the halacha is that certain things are mutter. Starting a halacha before Shabbos that your nigra may lab, but Shabbos is mutter. So he goes through a whole series of things which Chazal, the more first paragraph says a mutter, because you started the halacha before Shabbos, even though it's going to be nigra but Shabbos, that's not the issue. The issue is doing a ma'is on Shabbos. So he says in Halacha Gimel, because you started cooking before Shabbos. But now there's a Gzeir Drabonon. Ketzad. So he brings a halacha of that Chazal said you need gor for katum because we're afraid shem yechatim kecholim kele hashim bishuloy kele samka. So if it's gor for katum, it's going to be mutter. He explains what that means. Shekisha eish v'akir be'efer benaris bishtem adaka shimu kecholim, or the more says it went out by itself. Reim kemechusis be'efer sheisikub akashim agova. All those things, there's no kecholim baris. Because by the fact that he was Gareth, the Gecholim, or he was Mechasa the Gecholim be'efer, or he allowed the Gecholim to die out, that shows he's Mashiach Das from the Tavshul, and therefore there's no Gzer Hashem Yechata Be'esh. Okay. So, first, just in real Pashup Shat, this Nakuda, you see from Chazal that the correct to cook, you know, the fact that it's going to cook, that they weren't worried about. He wasn't worried about the gzeir over here that it's going to cook. You can see it, Das, and it'll still cook. You might want to hasten the bishul process that should be available earlier, and that means he wasn't Messiah Das from it. Then we're gozer Shem Yekatim Kecholim. The Kecholim are not going to go out to the point, it's not going to cook. That wasn't the way they did their business. They knew how to set it up beforehand that's not going to happen. The Cheshash is, I want to hasten the process, and may well be Mechatim Kecholim. So the Kesem Mishnah brings from the Ramach, this is Benar Moshe Akoyen, Tzarkin Hech Yisir Daito Shehi B'Daito Lach Lebalaylo Amila Eskinen Dein Lo Yotav Shal Acher Ki Yim Zeh. So he asked the Kasha that is Daito Lach Lebalaylo, and that's his only food, so he's not Messiah Das, he wants to have it ready for the meal, so there should be a Cheshash Hashem Yechata. Now he's being Marama something over here, which I'm not sure where the Ramach stands on that. You know, there is a Machlokes Rishonim that the Bir Halacha brings at the beginning of Reshon and Gimel. If a person plans to use the food for Shabbos day, so the Mora says there's a hat. The Mora in the first paragraph of if you put in a piece of meat which is chai into the kedera, so then it's mutter because clearly you're Messiah Da. Why? Because it cannot cook by nighttime. Meat can't cook in that short period of time. So clearly you're not planning to use it for the Suda of Salila. So you only want for Suda Sayyam. And Suda Sayyam is going to cook even though you're not Makata. There's enough time for it to cook without being Makata. So you're Messiah Das, and therefore there's no Gzeira Shem Yechata. So that's more of the Heter Basar Chai. The Mora says something like a Yorick which cooks quickly. So the fact that you put it up right before Shabbos, even though it's raw, but you might be Makata because you want it for Suda Salila. But the Basar Chai, it's you wanted, clearly you wanted for Siddhas Ayyam, not for Siddhas Alayla. There's no need to be Mechat. Again, you see clearly that they weren't worried about the fire going out, that it's not going to cook. Because then you want to be Mechat, you should have a fire. The whole issue of Mechat is you should have it available for Siddhas Alayla, i.e. hasten the cooking process by raising the heat. So, but Basu Chai, that's like, you're not worried about, you know, the person clearly doesn't want that. Let's say a person put up food for Siddhas Ayyam, it wasn't Basu Chai, but he doesn't plan to use it for Suda's Alayla, he plans to use it for Suda's Ayyam. So, Lakara, there's no Gzer Shem Yechata, because what's the rush? It'll cook overnight anyway, and you don't want to use it for tonight, you want to use it for tomorrow. So the Lashon of the Tur is different than the Lashon of the Mechaber.
the tour on this Lashon says it twice, and the Beis Yosef actually raises the question, is the tour using this Lashon Davka? So the tour in Reish Nun Gimel, at the beginning of the Siman, okay. Also, if you weren't Gerber Kultim, it's also Lisha Saleh Tam Shal Mibayim La Hashem Saleh Letzarcha Laila. So he throws in Letzarcha Laila, and again later on in the Siman he says B'chol Zebinyan Shehiya Letzarcha Laila. So on that point, the Beis Yosef says, and he says it earlier. So could be Letzarcha Laila Lav Dafka. Who would then be Mashal Letzarcha Mocher? But usually that's when they would do it like that, because by Yitzhak HaYom you'd be Matmin, you wouldn't leave it open like this, because that's much more guaranteed that the heat's going to stay there. Because there's no reason. So that's the Beis Yosef was Masupik, how to learn up in the tour. And it says, the mice of the Kolbo and the Gros Mordechai are matter. If you put up a Tavshel at Tzarech HaYom, there's no need to be Garf HaKaitim, because they're not going to mechat. So Rabbi Halacha brings that. So the Shmachaber just says, it doesn't say the Tzarech HaLayla. He doesn't bring that Lashon of the tour. In the beginning of Reish and Gimel, the Hashel said that some are matter. You're not wearing shemini chatus, just like the heter chiyos of a baser chai. So he brings that the Gra and the Magen Avraham Eli Rabba say you can't be semich on that shita because you're afraid maybe he'll change his mind. He'll change his mind. You know what? I have it ready. It's available. Why not eat it tonight? And he'll be mechat to make sure it's ready for the Suda Zolayla. But in the case of a bidyevid, if a person was masha, the Mor says case of a person is masha b'isser, the loch is that the food is usser. If he's masha l'tzarch mocher, the food is bidyevid motor. You samach on the sheet and the bidyevid. Okay, so the Ramat's loshon over here is. The Rambam doesn't say l'sarach alayla. So that something which is shleibishu called tzarachai, the lach is in mashen asal gabi yesh b'shabbos. Even you put it in mibayim. Why the Ramach throws in his lashon saying he is sich daiter? When he says, what do you mean he is sich daiter? He plans to use it for nighttime. Where the Ramach saw we're discussing dafka alayla, not a yom. I'm not sure, but it would sound like the Ramach assumed pasha like the kolba and the Mordechai that this whole discussion is the tzarach alayla. So what do you mean? You never miss it das. You want to use it for tonight for the zura. So what do you mean miss it das? But the fact that you're being garv and kaitim, what is it going to help you miss it das? So what's talking ahead to garv and kaitim? With hamanachem mishum the obedik hacker. Came in the garf, I caught them, but they also the chatuye. Became pierced Rabbi say, I can't listen. So the Rama says the heter is because you're Messiah das, right? By doing something which is mamayat the chayim, so it's main the heter baser chay. You're not going to think about it anymore. The heter baser chay is you don't plan to use it for the night. I mean, you're not going to be thinking about it. The tzarach mocher being mechat is a waste of your time. It doesn't do anything for you. It's going to cook anyway. So you put it away for the next day. You stop thinking about it. So there's no reason when shemini chat. So the Rama says being garva kaitim is being masiyach das. That's the Ramach. What are you talking about? How is garva kaitim masiyach das? You plan to use the tzarach alayla. So kibbutz kashas. I mean, clearly the zit is who had din the tzarach alayla for sure. That's such a din. So he says, well, the heter is a din of hacker. The heter is a din of hacker. So it's a totally different din, you know, because nobody cooks like this. And all of a sudden, you're going to come to Mechata, you're going to see them, and where the coal, you took the coals out. Oh, right. There's ash there. That doesn't make any sense. I'll remind you not to be Mechata. That's the Ramach's Taina. That's the Das Rabbeinu. The Kimlu Rabbanu Shekol Shigarav Hu Masiyach Daita. So he's Masiyach Das. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Pshat in the Rambam is, and he says that Pshat, he wants to learn the Kesem Mishnah. The Hezek Das means your Mesech Das is being Mechata. Not your Mesech Das on the top shelf. Mesech Das is being Mechata. By doing these things, your Mesech Das is being Mechata. Okay? I'll take his word at it. I'm not sure what that means. You know, the whole lumpness of all these sugars that you're interested in the food and the ale, you're afraid it'll be Mechata. So what do you mean your Mesech Das is being Mechata? But you're thinking about the food. Okay, but the Rambam says that there's some level of hesek hadas. Once you do these things, that there's a hesek hadas. So l'chara, the lumdus in the Rambam is, and the lumdus of the Ramach are two different ways to learn up the sugya of the heter of garva katam. Either it's because it generates a hacker, or because it's mesiach das. So l'chara, the lumdus of the hesek hadas. The lomus of the hesek hadas pashtus is because in some way it's going to stop the cooking process. It's going to slow it down, and you willfully did that. You basically said, you know what, whatever happens, happens. So that's the hesek hadas that the Rambam means. You know, you're not really planning to do anything about it. Horai, you did something which is the opposite of that. That you've slowed down the cooking process. You've done something to stop the cooking process. So you're saying whatever. So once you say whatever, right? That good word, whatever. Semela. Now there's no gzera shem yichat. That's how the pasha you learn up in the Rambam. You can bring some rayas one way in the sugyas to Gemara. So the case of Amo Gecholim is going to be more difficult, right? Amo Gecholim, the Chorakar the Ramam is that you didn't do anything. You just let the Gecholim start going down less than they normally would let them be. So the fact that you allowed the Gecholim to be Misamim, whatever the word Hebrew word is, right? They came Umamim. So that is an act of being Mesiach Das. Now you didn't do anything to the Gecholim. There was no hacker there, right? So maybe he means that, you know, the Koran the Ramach, you would say the fact that you let them be Misameim, and you look at them, well, I never do that. Must be that's a hacker. Okay, maybe. The Mor says if you're kite to them and they're mislab, the Mor, you know, says that if you did the ketima and then the mislab, so the Mor says that's also good enough for shehiya. The ketima is enough. So according to the Rambam, it's poshut. I mean, you're received us. What happens to the kolam afterwards is poshut. You know, like according to the Ramach. So now that it's these labs, is there a hacker there? You have to say you still see the ash there. It's a hacker there. What would be a case where it was this amem by itself and then it's these labs? So the according to the Ramach, it should be also. In other words, according to the Rambam, the fact that you let it be Misamim, you're Mesiach Das. The fact that it's Mislab Das is irrelevant. You're Mesiach Das. You're not even looking at it anymore. According to the Ramach, you come and look and say, well, I see coals which are, you know, they're Misamim, but you didn't do that. You come and you're not seeing coals which are Umamus, you're seeing coals which are Mislab. So you're seeing regular coals. So where's the heck? Kasha, according to the Ramach, that case should be us. Okay. But why is this, besides the Lomdash Nafkamina, I look for it to be very relevant to nowadays. When the Poskim handled the modern version, you know, how do you translate this into a modern stove, or a modern range top? So I have my stove, and I have my gas stove or my electric stove, and I want to be mash on it. So first of all, Ramosha says that Be'etzem, Pashas and Chazal, the gzera that you might bring more fuel is not also. The Raya is from Kash and Gavava. Kash and Gavava, we said there's no Chashash of Kitu. But I might bring more Kash and more Gavava. Because I'll didn't answer that. The lomus is that Kash and Gavava, as soon as they burn out, there's nothing left. So there's nothing to Mimakat. But let's make a Chashash. You see that it's burning out. You want to make sure that it cooks quickly. So you bring more Kash and Gavava, so you get more fire. Because I'll didn't answer that. So the concept of Mimakata by a stovetop is irrelevant. There's no Hitui over there. The fire is running very fine by itself. What's the Chashash? You might raise the temperature. That's main adding more fuel. Because I'll never ask for that. So Pashas, he says, is a very good argument to say that there's no Isser of Shehiyah on our stoves. But he says he's not going to be samech on that. And that's war on the ma'isa. The shari tshuva and reish nandala brings from upon him iris. The upon him iris discuss the case that they would leave like a boiler of hot water for tea, and they would, you know, they started, they already developed a Prima stove, which, you know, it had kerosene, which would act as to heat it. So the car, that's this case. What you would do is you would turn the wick. If you raise the wick, so more of the wick is taken out of the kli, so the fire becomes bigger. You lower the wick, so less of the wick is burning, so this fire is smaller. So you might raise the wick. So he holds it's a problem. One of them holds it's a problem. Right, so the Panamur is an early Akron. He holds that that's already a problem. So Pasha is the assumption. So he's not saying on that. He says, okay, so now we're going to ask her using our stovetops, shehi on our stovetops. So what's the heter? So one mahalach is to argue that the gzeirah shem yichata. So the heter is preventing mechata. So our modern version of mechata is we're going to argue potentially raising the temperature is equivalent to mechata. So cover the knobs, remove the knobs. Right now, it's not so vite that there's a gemara in the first parak which we're going to look at, that if the case where you put it into the tanner and you seal the tanner. So you can't be mechata. So more so that works. So there is a way to deal with this issue of being mashed without being garif a kaitim by sealing it, preventing the possibility of being mechata. So lechara taking off the knobs or something of that sort would be equivalent to the heter of tachbetit. Right? So the Archa Shabbos Taka argues that heter. He argues theoretically you could leave your pot on the fire. The fire is totally open and it's going to be mutter as long as you remove the knobs. Right. So Russia doesn't go like that. Rabbi Asha doesn't go like that. That's not the assumption of the most poskim. That they assume that you need to cover the fire. And Russia says because you need a hecker. The heter is a hecker, right? I'm going to come to look at, like, you know, I'm about to turn up things in a moment. I'm going to look at the pot, look at the fire, and say, wow. And then I'm going to go be mechat. As soon as I look at the fire, I see that it's covered.
Doing grufa is a hecker, or is there no cold?
Well, over here, there's in our stove.
No, I'm saying, but by grufa, I'm saying if you were just like grufa is removing the whole heat storms. So then you won't come to stoke it, so it's removing the knobs. Like, why are the, I'm saying, why is it between the knobs? You're saying that the whole is a hecker, so therefore removing the knobs is not a hecker.
The hecker is, I look at the pot and say, you know, it's not good. Right? So, okay, stop. Ask me a stupid question. The worst is that how is Garif? How does Garif? We see later on in the next mission by Tanur. Even if you're Garif, a kaitim is still aser. So all the Rishonim ask, like, so if it's your Garif the coals, like, what, why is it us? So the Rambam says that you can't get all the coals out. So Mela, there are some coals over there. So why back here is that okay? Because the fact that you willingly took out all those coals is a reminder that, you know, you're not going to be Garif. You're not going to be Mechat. Saying, so I'm going to come over here, the muck, I'm going to look at the pot, look at the fire, say, you know, the fire's not big enough, let's do something about it. No, I have a reminder. So that's the heter. So Moshe says the heter of the blech, which we do, is al teker. Well, that's very nice if your name is the Ramach. Right? So the heter of this is heker. All these things are forms of heker, so you know what? This is also a valid form of heker, and it's mutter. If your name is the Rambam, and the heter is because you're Messiah Das, right? Then the heter is also being Messiah Das, so we have to say in a different argument. Now, the pash, the lomas of being Messiah Das is the act of taking it and being Memai Techaim, that indicates that you're Messiah Das. It's not a heker that gets a heter, it's a heter of you giving up and say, listen, you know, I know Taka not such a good fire, it's not so good, but you know what, I don't mind. So that you've made a decision, whatever. So the heter of a blech has to be that a blech is whatever. Is a blech whatever? No, it's not. You set it for a temperature, it keeps your pot nice and hot. The metal machine doesn't really, not really ma'ay techaim. So comes the chasidish and says that a blech is only valid if it's ma'ay techaim. But a black which is not ma'itachem is not a valid, it's not a heter. The Rishonim don't have, they never discussed this case of a piece of metal. So we have in Sif Gimel, the Rishonim talked about an empty pot. I take my if I want to, the case over there is he sees that his wakes up Shabbos morning and his cholent is starting to burn. So the fire is too high and the cholent is starting to burn. It's going to burn some more. So Yachal Lahasir, so you can take it off. Ulaniya Kader Yashana Rekanis, put an empty pot on top of the fire. Alpia Kira. On top of the stove, then you can put it back on top of that empty thing. You have you can put it back. So the heter, this is al pi akira, the havli kira group for geduma, by putting the kederi kodesh on top. Shekederi sesemis is pi akira. Well, you can do chazar. We possibly can do chazar. You can do chazar on top of it, etc. So the chazan says, yeah, I get that to use this pot to approximate the status of group of geduma. I get it. It raises it up. It moves away from the heat. That's the same thing as garva kotzim. Even though mitzad the oven itself, the fire itself, you've not changed the fire itself at all. But by putting this pot on top, which raises it up, that's a form of. He actually quotes I'm sure he quotes this, but there's a Rashi that says you have to put it on top of the pot. You can't put it inside the pot because if you just put it inside the pot, the metal is right next to the fire. You're back to square one. That's the Chazon Ish, right? It's covered now. I mean, I don't normally cook pots inside of pots. So if the heter is a hecker, it's a nice hecker, right? If this is just, let's say by Chazar, this is just Mexican Mabashal. Well, I mean, when was the last time you cooked a pot inside of a pot? Right, not very common, right? But if the heter is because you need that chazar mouth to cover them because it's an act of hesach hadas, you're taking yourself away from dealing with this thing by willingly being mamayit the chaim. So now you're being masiyat das, you're saying whatever is going to happen, I'm stuck with it, I'm living with it. So you need mamayit the chaim. So the dinner with kederi kodesh allows you to mamayit the chaim. That's the chazanish's argument. Right? Okay. Now, you could argue that it might depend why. Now, here's the only case of Chazara. By Chazara, the Chalak to Shadon, what the Yisr is. Is the Yisr by Chazara Mexican Mavashal? Which then, if the Yisr Mexican Mavashal, anything which you do with look makes it look strange, the Chalak should take by the Mexican Mavashal. Somebody's looking and saying, wow, that guy's doing Bishal on top of this piece of metal. Like, really? No, it's not Mexican Mavashal. It doesn't look like Mexican Mavashal. But if the alumnus of Chazara is also Xer Shem Yechata, Adarab, the fact that you're putting it back shows that you want to make sure that it has heat. So meanwhile, you might be machat to make sure that it has heat. No, you have a heker. You'll have. Then we get involved. So what's the heter? Not the machat. It's the same thing as shehir. So if you learn that, again, so if you learn that the problem, we're talking about chazara over here. To solve chazara, if you just need to take a Mexican mavashal, so then a black is great. To solve shehir, it comes out in a certain sense that a black might be better for Chazara than is for Shehiya, which normally Chazara is much more common than Shehiya. Okay. Interesting point. Okay, now, but so Rosh Hashanah, the Dover Pasha, the other thing that all the people are summoned out of black, or all summoned the Ikun Nakuda over here is in the Kuda of Hacker. So maybe you argue like this. Even if you look at the Rambam, that the Hacker is. Maybe there's also a heter of hecker. You find Chazal used the line on the heter of hecker in other areas. So that's a very difficult sugya, because the Madama, the Rabban is one to the other, and saying the same way hecker works over here, not so clear when you have a right to do that, when you have a right to do that. In other words, according to the way the Rambam learns, Chazal never told me we're going to be matter shehiya because of hecker. We're going to make our own theory and make a new din. that even though this talk is not a case of being Masiyah Taz, but there's a new heter of heker. And that's the Svara. You know, because we find Chazal Ramat, there's certain Gzeres Derbanan through heker. So can you do that? Can you argue that? So I don't, it's a very, it's, you know, it's hard to be, you know, we have a rule like, you're not Madama Derbanan to each other. There's interesting Bir Alacha who does that by Nair. He brings from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's one of the interesting historical places of Mishibur, he quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He wants to say that Chazal as a Kriya Lora Nair, except in certain scenarios which it's impossible to could your Shemayata. Certain cases are mutter. It's high up and it's, you know, sealed, whatever. What about a case you have like a lamp and I put a little petek which says Shabbos. So when I come to be mekata by turning up the wick, I'll have the hecker remind me. So the Gemara never said such a hecker of hecker by Nair, Kriya Lora Nair. Bir Alacha brings the Tishrei Gemara says that's a hecker, and he's mekata. So I don't know. I can't, you know, argue that one way or the other. That's a very confusing area. Okay, now, so let's finish this thought. So, for Shehiyah, so what, there's two cases of Shehiyah. Mikra Din, the Trashkenazim, the Rabbi Paskins, the meaning is like the Shita of Chananya. Once it reaches Michael Ben Drusoy, there's always some Shehiyah. So you have a pot of chicken soup, according to the Rabbi. You want to leave your fire on the stove top on, leave your pot boiling, it's 100% mutter, without a black. No need for black. You know, it's mama sitting directly on the fire, and it's boiling away, and you have nice hot chicken soup for Friday night. You take it off, can't do chazora, because chazora you need dor v'gotem, but shehiyah, Michael and Drusoy, it's mutter. The Bir Alacha is medayik from the lashon of the Rosh, that the Rosh brings that the minig is to make all the Hanukkah of Yisrael, because they're odik in Einik Shabbos, leave them alone. Vaisakos, really, we should pass on to Rabbana, and it should be awesome. But you know what? Chevron is the Klai Yisrael, they enjoy Einik Shabbos too much, it's not worth it. Which means about it, you should be machmer. Chazanish says that's not pshat the Rosh, Mikra then you can do it, don't worry about it. So I have so much kutta vacham of the shoy, so Mikra didn't for Ashkenazim, I don't need a black. So I don't care what type of black I have, because you don't need a black. So what I have a black, I have a black there for Chazor. Mishabur is machmir that the Ikar Chashash by Chazor is Mexican Mavash. Well, for Mexican Mavash, I think the black works. Alright, but let's say I have something which is not cooked in my Chaman Drusol. I decided to put the law is a kinyan chiyasa. If you have meat which is raw, so mutter. Sorry, for offer it's mutter. Good. If it's cooked back on the soy, according to the Chananya, it's vital mutter. So where's the case? There's boshel b'lo boshel. It started cooking before Shabbos, but not enough to reach Michael Ben Drusoy. So that's the case where Mikra did, according to the Chananya, even according to the Chananya, you need a blech. Right? So if the heter of blech is because of hecker, it's our blech's work. If the heter of a blech is because it generates some level of a hesach adas, even though it's a tarchal ayla, because you're willingly being a ma'ayat l'chaim, the chor, our blech should not work. So I did find that the Reb Karp in his Hilchos Shabbos or Shabbos, he says in a case where you're leaving up a Michael, which is cooked less than Michael Ben Drusoy, you should be machmer on the Chazanish's blech. You should not use a regular blech. That's what he suggests. So that, now, the truth is, I'll take it a step weiter, Betzim it's a Mechalik as Mishonim, whether you're allowed to even Karn Chananya, that case is going to be mutter. Right? Do we pass paskin alocha lemaisa, mechar paskin alocha lemaisa. In that case, you're allowed to be masha with garfa katav. You're allowed to leave this pot on the fire, which is cooked less than machal mandra soy. Well, Hilskar, according to the second Shita, group of Timothy Hilskar, Bekash Gavaba, Elo Chish Hiskal, is Basho, but he gave them Achim and Rusoy. That's where group of Katuma is relevant. Or for Chazor, according to the second Shita, but about it works. So we hear Kreger on this raises that the question, which actually is also a Ramach, it's a Kasimish quotes from the Ramach in Perek Tes, that he says that case is Osir. Why is it Osir? So there's two sources why it's Osir. One is which the Rashi over here declares that it's, we could argue it's almost impossible to say that a food which you need the Sarach Alayla, which is not cooked even Kamach under soy, you know you need to shepherd it along. So maybe over there, a group of Ketubah should not be enough. Days, forget about the fire. There's another problem of Shema Yogis. So the Mora says in the first parak that the Haggadah, food which is not fully cooked, or according to the Shita, which fully cooked means Kamach under soy, stirring it hastens the cooking process. So is there a malacha involved in hastening the cooking process? So that's Kibagir brings a ritvoa, the ritvoa in the first parak brings a raya from actually the ritvoa is actually in Shuas, that I think it says it over here also if I recall correctly, that a raya from Gemara in Shuas that the Gemara in the first parak actually Shema Yogis is not talking about Bishul. It's talking about you have dye cooking. They used to boil the dye and they would put the wool into the dye. Stirring it helps it be curled the dye. So the malach over there is Tzaveya. What about being Magus in a pot to make it cook more quickly? The Ritva brings a rye from Gemara and Shulis in the second parak that hastening the cooking process is a malach of the rice. This over there is a Kayan doing the Aveda of helping the Evorim burn the Mizbeach by turning it over, and therefore it was getting burnt from one side, turning over it has to get burnt from the other side, even though eventually get burnt either way, but in fact you're hastening the being Makariv, the act of burning it is called an Avoida, and Makariv also Betuma is Chayiv Malkus for doing Avoida Betuma. That's the worst case. That's the reason why you see over here hastening Bishol, hastening the process is called doing it, therefore who then on Shabbos you hasten the Bishol is called Bishol. So now that that's true, Gregor brings it over here in Reish Gimel, so you have a chashash Shema Yogis. When you might stir it and it's not cooked back on the soy. So we were saying according to Chananya, what's cooking back on the soy? You know what, you're not wearing Shema Yakat, it's really edible, it's not here you're dealing with according to everybody, it's a chashash derisa, because according to everybody moving from not back on the soy to back on the soy is called Bishol. And you do want that. So what does it help me that you covered the fire? You have a chashash of Shema Yogis. So that's what Kamegir Sa'ora over here in Reish Nun Gimel, that the Chor of the Shemin Israel Shema Yogis. So back to square one. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, the fact that you were Gora of Fekotam means you willingly lessen the heat. So you're Messiah, you say whatever. Whatever means you're not going to be Magus either. So if you put a Balech, which will willingly lessen the heat, you said whatever. But I have a new question. According to the Ramach, that the Heter is because of Heker. So Bishlam, in the case over there, you did a Heker in the Eish. So I about to be Mechat Eish and say, what's going on over here? Oh, yeah. Tell me Mechat Eish. Will that Heker work for the, not to be Magus? I don't know.
I thought the Chazanish was saying that the Rambam holds that our blocks wouldn't work anywhere. Our blocks are relying on our Rambam.
I, I understand. So saying so the point I'm saying is, in a case where you're going to leave something which is kamaychu ben drusoy, so if you hold it's a problem, shemay yoga is a problem. If you hold the real law brings that the mice that's not mentioned by the other person don't mention it. So how does that work? So according to the Rambam, that works because you do something which is a hesek hadas, you're not giving megas either. According to the Ramach, taka holds a toser. Why? She tells her because the hecker of the age doesn't work for hecker not to be megas. Transfer that into us. We say with the hetero black because the hecker that doesn't prevent you from being megas. If you do a black which is a ma'at chaim, that's what all the rishonim say. Yeah, ma'at chaim. So you're not going to be megas either because you're being masiyev das. So you're not going to be megas either. But if the hetero is al hecker, the remark himself said attack it's also. So pashas and a person wants to leave a pot up which is kemaychel ben drusoy less than kemaychel ben drusoy over there, the chazanish should be maker adin. So, you know, even without Rav Karp saying his board, that, you know, listen, over here, every house you're a real black. Make sure you have a real black according to the Chazanish. I'm saying in Cheshbon, it should be much worse than that. The only way you have a Hesech Adas is because you're Ma'at Techoim. That's what prevents Shema Yogis. That's why the Rishonim are not worried about the Ramach's problem, because they're not worried about Shema Yogis because you want to save Das. The Ramach learns the Heter is al Hecker. Taka holds you. There's a Kosha Shema Yogis. Our blacks only solve the problem of Hecker. They're not Mesiach Das. So there, Mikra Din, Shema Yogis should be a real problem. That's the horror. Okay. That's all the here.